माया
Bye.
In 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, has 3 chapters. That description of the appearance of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. In the morning time, that way, from 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, in English, translation of our revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, was read. In the evening time, Aditya Acharya Prabhu also read those 3 chapters in, and he spoke in Oriya language. In Harivansa there is also description the appearance of Krishna. In Gopal Champu, written by Sri Jiva Goswami, there is also description of appearance of Krishna. What I say, I'll recite Gopal Champu. And I have to speak in 2 languages. First in Oriya, then in English, in this way. I'll go on. So I request one and all to sit patiently, quietly, and hear with concentrated attention, because the hearing of this transcendental Leela Kahani of Bhagavan Krishna is auspicious. Śrīmatāṁ sukatha krishna punya sravana kirtana udyastoya budrāṇī vidunoti sruśvatāṁ. Bhāgata says, to hear this transcendental Leela Kahani of Bhagavan Krishna is all auspicious, and it is, if you hear, putting full faith and concentrated attention, all the contaminations, material contaminations there in your heart will be cleansed up, heart will be purified, no other means is there. Therefore, Bhagavan Sri Krishna descends here. Though Bhagavan Krishna has his eternal abode in the spiritual sky, known as Sajidanandamaya Dham, Sanmaya Chinmaya Anandamaya Dham, full of eternality, full of knowledge, and full of blissfulness. He is always engaged there, completely absorbed there. This transcendental Leela, especially Rasleela, he enjoys and he releases the mellow. Why you come here to this material world, which is not a dham, it's completely opposite to the transcendental dham, Sajidanandamaya dham. This material world is asat, acit, niranandamaya. It is temporary, it's full of ignorance, full of miseries. Why you come here? What business he has? Because Śrutaṁ sarva-bhūtānaṁ is the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. He has said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. You have forgotten Krishna from time immemorial. And you are under the clutches of Maya. But Krishna has not forgotten you, because he is your well-wishing friend. He always runs behind you. He is there in your heart as a Paramatma. He never desires you. And he descends here. This material world with his dham, with his associates, many incarnations he descends also, and manifests these transcendental leelas. The purpose is, this will be recorded, the Leela Kahanis will be recorded in books. And his dear devotees, Sadhu, Vaishnava, Mahajan, they will come, they will recite and speak, preach. This should be heard, this should be read, this should be meditated, this should be deliberated upon. Thereby, you will get peacefulness, blissfulness, heart will be cleansed up that you can understand what is your constitutional position. Your constitutional position is the eternal servant of the Lord, Krishna. Krishna is the eternal master. And also, Krishna comes here, kridartha, to play with his devotees, dear devotees, to relish his leela rasa, the mellow of transcendental leela. And that, in addition to He also gives you opportunity to release it also. Moreover, he also comes here, sadhu sanrakshana, to protect his dear devotees. That's the purpose. So now, I will read from Gopal Champu. This is in nice song form. I'll sing. I want you, if you will follow it with me. It's nice to sing it. Singdha kantha madhu kantha nami kabi doyo.
Singdha kantha madhu kantha.
Brata koilo koto
Nande rasan tan lagi Brata koilo koto
Tabu jadi jasodaro Putra nahi halo Jasamati bhojan chhadilo
Dukha sukhe jasamati bhojan chhadilo
Adhamukhe dhara tole basi nanda rani Asrupheli kandhoiya poni
Niramadhi asrupheli kandhoiya poni
Dekhi goporajo bodo dukho paaye mone
Bibi dhava chani
তারো ইচ্ছা যাহা তাই হইবে, বিধা তারো ইচ্ছা তাই হইবে, সে পুত্র মাগিয়ে আমি যজ্ঞে না ফেলিবে, যজ্ঞেনা ফলিবে, তবে যশোমতি বলে শুন প্রাণেশ্বর,
তবে যশোমতি বলে শুন প্রাণেশ্বর,
আমার হৃদয় কথা কহিব তোমারো,
আমার হৃদয় কথা কহিব তোমারো,
সব ব্রত জাগ যজ্ঞ আমি সমাপিলু,
সব যজ্ঞ জাগ যজ্ঞ
দ্বাদশী পরম ব্রত নাহি আচরিলো,
দ্বাদশী পরম ব্রত নাহি আচরিলো,
এ নবচন নন্দ করিয়া শ্রবণ, কহিল বচন
আনন্দে উৎফুল্ল হই, কহিল বচন
ওহে প্রিয়ে ভালো কথা শুনাইল তুমি, সত্য সত্য এই ব্রত নাই কইল আমি,
সত্য সত্য এই ব্রত নাই কইল আমি,
তুমি সুধা মুখী সাধ্বি কহিলে মধুর, দুঃখ হবে দূর
পুরিবে অবশ্যবাঞ্ছা, দুঃখ হবে দূর,
তবে নিজ পুরোহিতে নাকি আনিল,
তবে নিজ পুরোহিতে
তের বিধি বুঝিয়া লইল,
তের বিধি বুঝিয়া লইল,
স্নিগ্ধ কণ্ঠ বলে ভাই অরে কিবা হইল,
স্নিগ্ধ কণ্ঠ বলে
সব I'll speak in English. Gopal Champu described there are two poets named Snigdha Kantha and Madhukantha. Daily they sing songs in the assembly of Nanda. One day they started seeing how Nanda Raj got son. Nanda Raj performed many sacrifices. Still, son was not born. All the residents of Braj Bhumi, all his friends, all also took up some bow, some brother, offered some worship for Nanda Maharaj to have a son. Still, that no son was coming. Jasamati, wife of Nanda Maharaj, very much distressed, she gave up eating, always sitting, hanging down her face, only shedding tears, crying. Seeing this condition of his wife, Nanda Maharaj became very much distressed, consoled her various ways. What is the will of the providence that will take place? His wife Jasoda Mata said, "My dear husband, I'll tell what I've thought up in my heart. I performed many sacrifices, took up many bhoj, vrata, but I have not done dvadasi parama vrata." Hearing this, Nanda Maharaj said, became very happy, said, "Yes, very good, we have not done so, so we must do." Nanda Maharaj called his priest, from him he heard what is the procedures, rules, regulations for this dvadasi brother. Priest said everything. Then they decided we should observe this brother, pick up this brother. Then Madhukantha said, "Nanda jaso mati vrata basare ko koilo,
Nanda jaso mati vrata basare ko koilo,
vrata sese ekabaro suswasna hoilo,
vrata sese ekabaro
suswapna hoilo, swayam sri hari jena tale prasanna haiya,
swayam sri hari jena bale prasanna haiya,
ochire pholibe asa suna mana diya,
ochire pholibe asa suna mana diya,
prati kalpe hoi ami tomaro santana,
prati kalpe hoi ami tomaro santana,
e kalpo se matavo satya boli jano,
e kalpo se matavo satya
ଯିଏ ଶିଶୁରୂପେ କରିବ ବିହାର ତୁମାଦିର ଯିଏ ଶିଶୁରୂପେ କରିବ ବିହାର ତୁମାଦିରୂପେ ନୀତି ଦର ସନେ ଆଶା ପୁରୀବେ ତୋମାର
ନୀତି ଦର ସନେ ଆଶା ପୁରୀବେ ତୋମାର
ଏହେ ନମଧୁର ପ୍ରଶ୍ନ ଏହେ ନମଧୁର ସ୍ୱପ୍ନ ଦେଖେ ନନ୍ଦ ଭଙ୍ଗେ ବଡ଼ ଦୁଃଖ ପାଏ
ଅକସ୍ମାତ ନିଦ୍ରା ଭଙ୍ଗେ ବଡ଼ ଦୁଃଖ ପାଏ
ପ୍ରଭାତ ହୋଇଲ ଦେଖେ ଡାକେ ପକ୍ଷୀ ଗଣ
ପ୍ରଭାତ ହୋଇଲ ଦେଖେ
ରାଣୀ ସହ ଯମୁନାତେ ଯାଇତେ ମନ
ରାଣୀ ସହ ଯମୁନାତେ ଯାଇତେ ମନ
ନନ୍ଦନ ଯଥା ବିଧି ସ୍ନାନ କରି ରାଣୀ ରସ ହିତ
ଦଦାବିଧି ସ୍ନାନ କରି ରାଣୀ ରସ ହିତ
ଦାନ ଦିତେ ଆରମ୍ଭିଲ ଆପନ ହାତେ ତ
ଦାନ ଦିତେ ଆରମ୍ଭିଲ ଆପନ ହାତେ
ଆନନ୍ଦର ଦାନ ସବେ ପୂର୍ଣ୍ଣ ହୋଇଲ
ପାଇଁ ଆନନ୍ଦର ଦାନ
ନନ୍ଦ ଯଶୋଦାର ଦୟ ଉଚ୍ଚ କରିବଇଲ
ନନ୍ଦ ଦଶ
ନନ୍ଦ ମହାରାଜ କି ସରସ୍ୱତୀ ଦେବୀ କି ନନ୍ଦ ରାଣୀ କି
ଗୃହେ ତେ ଆସି ଆନନ୍ଦ ଶ୍ରୀ ବିଷ୍ଣୁ ପୂଜିଲ ନିତ୍ୟ କର୍ମ ବିଧି ଯତ ସହପମା ପିଲ
ନିତ୍ୟ
ସହପମା ପିଲ ଅତି ଶୀଘ୍ର ଦରବାରେ ପ୍ରବେଶିଲ
ଅତି ଶୀଘ୍ର ଦରବାରେ
ଗୁରୁ ଦିଜ ପୂଜ୍ୟଜନେ ବନ୍ଦନା କରିଲ
ଗୁରୁ ଦିଜ
ଗଲେ ସିଦ୍ଧ କଣ୍ଠ ପରେ କି ବା ଫଳ
ଆସି ଗଲେ
ঘরে কথা আরম্ভ করিল
ইংলিশ নন্দ মহারাজ যশমতী রানী দে took off this brother, absorbed for 1 year. So at the end of brother, Nanda Maharaj saw very nice dream. Lord Hari himself, being very much pleased, was saying that your desires will be very soon fulfilled. In every kalpa, I come as your son. And this kalpa also I will come as your son. This is true. I will manifest my babyhood leela in your griha. Understand, griha. Every day you will see it, you will be very happy. Nanda Maharaj saw this nice, very good dream. Then sleep broke. It was morning. Guards were sleeping. Nanda Maharaj thought of, he'll go to take bath in Jamuna with his wife, Jashamati. Both Nanda and Jashamati came to Jamuna to take bath. Nanda Maharaj also took much wealth. Charity. All the demigods, munis, rishis, they all came in the guise of beggars to get charity from Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj and his wife Jashamati took bath, then they started giving charity. All became very much satisfied and pleased getting charity from Nanda Maharaj. All of them very loudly shouted, Nanda Maharaj ki jai! Jashamati Rani ki jai! Nanda Maharaj came back home, then offered worship to Bhagavan Vishnu. Finishing every daily activities, nitya karma, he came to his assembly, Darwar, and also he offered respect to gurus, brahmins, those who are worshipable, respectable personalities. After that, again Siddhakantha asked, what happened then? Then he started saying,
রাধো দরবারে নন্দ যখন বসিল দ্বারি কহি রাধ দ্বারে তাপসিয়াইল দ্বারি কহি রাধ দ্বারে সঙ্গে ব্রহ্মচারী হো সুন্দর দর্শন সঙ্গে ব্রহ্মচারী হো সুন্দর দর্শন ব্রহ্মচারিণী সঙ্গে অতি মনোরম স্বাগত
Brahmachari was also there. Hearing this, Nanda Maharaj stood up from his Assam seat, welcomed the Brahmachari and Brahmacharini Tapasi, three of them seated, nice seats. Nanda Maharaj washed their feet, offered worship to them. Then Yashoda Mata cried at the feet of that Brahmacharini Tapasi. That Tapasi took up Yashoda Mata and to her lap and putting her hand on the head of Yashoda Mata, blessed her, said, "My dear queen, very subtly nice son is coming and take bath." Hearing all these things, all gopa gopis, cowherd men and cowherd women, say, "Nanda Rani ki jai!" Said, "Joy, joy." Upananda hasi bole, ए गोकुल बना
उपानंद हासी बोले ए गोकुल
बना महातीर्थ रूपे तबे होई भगण
महातीर्थ
পাদ দ্বন্দ বন্দে জনে জনে
you don't sing I don't only sing it in fact I will not be famous
শীঘ্র তবে করি দিল কুটির নির্মাণ তাহাতে যোগিনী দেবী কইল অবস্থান সিদ্ধ কণ্ঠ বলে ভাই আছে কি বা হইল যশোদার গর্ভে কৃষ্ণ মধ্যে আইল মধু কণ্ঠ মনে মনে করিল বিচার সব গোপ্য কথা দি করিব বিচার তবে নন্দ যশোমতী বৎসরে ক ধরি দ্বাদশী পালন কইল অতি যত্ন করি তবে মাগি কৃষ্ণ প্রতি ওদের রাত্রেতে এক শুভ স্বপ্নানন্দ দেখে আচমিতে নীলবর্ণ এক শিশু গগনে বেড়া স্বর্ণ বর্ণ কন্যা এক তারে ঘেরি রয়ে কিছু ক্ষণ পরে দোহে নন্দ হৃদি মাঝে পরম সুখের দাই আনন্দে দেখে গোপপতি সেই হইতে যশোদার গর্ভের প্রকাশ দেখি গোপ গোপীমণি বাড়িল উল্লাস সব গোপ গোপী করে আনন্দ উত্তর নিত্য মহা মহোৎসব আনন্দ মঙ্গল বহু দান ব্রাহ্মণের দেহ গোপ রাজ নিত্য দর শোনে হইল দেবীর সমাজ সে তাহার নির্ণয়কে হরিতে নারে ক্রমে ক্রমে বাড়ি গর্ভ আঠ মাস হইল এ মাসে সন্তান হবে জ্যোতিষী কহিল ভাদ্র কৃষ্ণাষ্টমী দিন সমাগত হল আদি শিশু হবে বলি ধাত্রী সব কইল আদি শিশু হবে বলি ধাত্রী সব কইল ভাদ্র কৃষ্ণাষ্টমী তিথি কি যে কৃষ্ণ আবির্ভাব তিথি কি